A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear. What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Paris Chardé Dunbar, and I'm super excited that you're here. A Great Life Podcast is a listening space that explores growth and fresh perspective through God's Word. Because the way I see it is simple. The process is always the same. It just looks different based on where you are, what you know, and what you got. But regardless, you deserve to live a great life. So welcome, welcome. So today I want to highlight 2 Timothy 1:7. Which reads, "For I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." As you embark on your walk with God, you'll start to realize a few things about yourself. Not only are you going to grow, but your desires will also begin to shift. There was a time that you liked going to the club, hanging out at all hours of the night, but now you prefer to just go home, cozy up on the couch, watch some TV. You'll also notice that your definition of fun will shift. The point I'm trying to make is the more you decided to let go of the world and to walk on the path of the righteous, you began this transformation process. But it's all for the best because you're a better person for it and everyone sees it. But what you'll also realize is that at some point, your prayers begin to shift. In the beginning, your prayers were, "Lord, help me X, Y, and Z," or "I'm really hoping this goes through." And basically, you were praying from a place of lack of provision, lack of confidence, just a place of lack overall. But as time began to progress, your prayers began to shift. And you found yourself no longer praying from a place of need, but from a place of expectance. And so that's why I really love this scripture that we're highlighting today, because God says he didn't give us a spirit of fear. But in the beginning, you may find yourself praying from a place of fear, from a place of lack, a place of doubt, a place of anxiety. But a way to know you've matured spiritually is when your spirit no longer allows you to pray from that place of fear or lack, but instills in you the desire to pray from a place of expectation. So your prayers went from, "Lord, please, please, I hope, to, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you in advance for everything you're doing in my life. Lord, I am joyful. I am grateful because I know that I will not go without. It is impossible for me to fail." Your prayers begin to shift to a place of excitement, a place of expectance, a place of joy, a place of victory and revival. That is how you know you've matured spiritually. Recently, my husband and I decided to do a web series that I wrote and starred in, and he produced and directed. Now, going into this project, we understood that our resources were what they were. We weren't dealing with a huge budget. All we truly had was willingness, faith, and whatever equipment and talent and time that we were willing to put into this thing. But regardless, we decided that once we started, we were going to finish. No matter what the outcome, we were finishing this thing because we believe and we know that we have a place in the film and television industry. We just needed to take a leap of faith to offset something special. So in the month of January, we did just that. We filmed our web series, which I will give more details on at a later date. We filmed our web series and it pretty much went as smooth could ever be. But during the process, there were small things that we kind of overlooked. But when I tell you everything we overlooked just happened to be perfectly placed, I can't make it up. There was one scene where we realized we really needed a bouncer to make it come to life. And when we got to the location, there was already someone there whom we did not know, willing, ready, and dressed in all black. There's so many things about this shooting experience I could go into detail about how alchemy just seemed to be the theme. If I needed a paperclip, it was there. Anything we overlooked or just didn't know we needed, it was there. Because God met us every step of the way. And because we were operating in our calling and our gifts, our God-given gifts, and we're putting something together that glorified God, it put us in alignment to receive every good thing that came from the process. We were greeted with power, which was willingness, confidence. We received so much love. And when I tell you, people put in hours, came in excellence, and they weren't even getting paid. They were just willing to be a part of something they knew was a good thing. People came out of nowhere. God will supply the people that you need. You just need to take that first step. And last but not least, we were greeted every single morning with a sound mind because the process was so seamless. We didn't take months and months to prepare for this thing. It was written and we executed in a matter of weeks. Nothing about the timeline truly made sense, but we did it anyway because there was an urgency and a readiness in our spirit. And anytime there's an urgency and a readiness in your spirit, that is a good thing, and it comes from God. It is something that is pushing you to take action and operate in your gifts. It is truly a unique quality, and it is beyond us. So my prayer for you today is that you begin to walk in expectancy, that your proximity to God is so powerful, is so strong, is so true, that you no longer have to ask for anything because you are confident that God is already doing it. For he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind, because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning in to A Great Life Podcast. If you want to follow me on socials, you can follow me on Instagram at Paris Chardet or everywhere else at A Great Life TV. Also, feel free to head over to madebypair.com and join my newsletter and blogging community. Well, that's all for today. God bless. Don't stress. It's Paris. Peace. I'm super excited because I am finally introducing you to my book called The Nightly Affirmation Journal. I created it for people who want to change their life, but simply don't know where to start. Here's the thing. The process is always the same. It just looks different based off where you are, what you know, and what you got. Get The Nightly Affirmation Journal on my website. You can get the physical copy, a digital download, or even the Kindle. Either way, start your reimagination transformation today because you deserve to live a great life. Peace.